1977. Production rose to 49,213 coupes, a new record. Early in the year, the 500,000th Corvette was driven off the line in St. Louis. The basic coupe retailed for $8,647, also a record. Vinyl seats were out and leather was standard. Cloth seats with leathered trim were also available at no extra cost. This would be the last year for the vertical rear window arrangement. The console was redesigned for greater depth to allow space and for the positioning of heater and air conditioning controls, along with the standard Delco radio models. A new column, which moved the steering wheel several inches closer to the instrument panel, permitted easier entry and exit and a more comfortable driving position. Tilt and telescoping functions for the steering wheel were an option again. The column also housed the headlight controls and windshield wiper washer switch. A longer manual gear shift was available, and the automatic alarm activator was relocated from the driver's side fender to the driver's side door lock. And for nostalgia buffs, it should be noted that the Stingray trade name also disappeared and was replaced by the Cross Flags logo.